The Sport Rec and Trade Show was bigger than ever. More vendors, more people, and a lot of unusual things this year. I'm talking with Chris Wells, who has C3 Artwork and has some amazing things here. His whole family is here. And Chris, how did you get started making this metal art?
So I took welding machining in high school, and then I went to the Army, did 8 years, and when I got out, I went back and finished my welding degree. And I love creating things, so I tried to find a way to put that welding and machining skills into creation, and I ended up making metal art.
You know, it's interesting because this is the time of year when our high school seniors are graduating, and they're looking for pathways and things to do. And a lot of the things that I see here, you obviously have a passion for doing, that started in high school, right, when you put a welding rod in your hand.
Yeah, that's right. And the local high school has welding programs. We have the college here with welding programs, so hopefully a lot more people get into this. It's a great skill to have, and you can make amazing things with it.
Is this your first time at the Sport Rec and Trade Show?
It is, sir. I've never been here before. It's my first year. Hope to be back next year, though.
Now, I'm going to try to describe some of these things, but here we have a couple of lovers walking through the woods on a panel that, you know, would be something you could actually put your coat on as warning. You have sign. You've got a Bigfoot sign. You've got whale tails. You've got moose. And your slogan is, "You imagine it and I'll create it." Are all these things here that you have imagined?
I found some pictures online. And I take inspiration from that. I get a lot of inspiration from my kids. And then, you know, the wildlife here in Alaska gives me a lot of it. But most of these designs, I'd say probably 95% are completely mine. I write all my own programs.
Is everything an original creation? Is it one of a kind?
I have some things that are duplicates, like my keychain hangers and all that. But for the most part, everything is one of a kind. Even the fish that I make, I'll make two or three of the same design, but they're all hand-painted custom paint jobs, so there will never be any two that are the same.
Now, is that a burn? It almost looks like a patina. How do you get that color on metal?
It is. That salmon is he's heated with an oxyacetylene torch right around 1,200 degrees. And then as it cools down, it oxidizes, and we get that patina color.
And here we have a fallen angel that is something totally unique that I've never seen before. Where did the inspiration from that come from?
I saw a picture of an angel that had a fire background, and I decided to make an angel that had almost fire wings, and I named her Fallen Angel. You know, her wings are on fire. Her dress is burned up, so, yeah.
It looks like she's ready to fly away.
Yeah, she's still able to fly, so maybe she'll find a redemption.
Even though she has metal wings, she's ready to fly. Now, custom, if people want something, if they have a shop, a brick-and-mortar store, and wanted to make an unusual sign, can they contract with you to do that?
Absolutely. I do custom work. The couple you were just talking about walking through the woods, that's a custom piece. I can change the names. I can make address bars for houses. Any kind of sign that you want, I can probably do it.
And now, if folks miss you here at the show, how can they get in touch with you?
You can give me a call, 907-831-6258. You can find me on Facebook at C3 Artwork. That's C3ARTWORK. And I've got a website as well, c3artwork.com.
Chris, welcome home. We're so glad to have you here in Alaska, and thank you for your service and your passion for your art. Chris Wells with C3 Artwork, but it doesn't explode, okay? He promises. It's non-explosive. Merle Sikorski here, returning you to that artful sound of KSRM.